Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using April and Renogen and Hormone Synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMaker are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity, non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, that triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal, and taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. Get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com is the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. We have Josh Bernstein here, and Josh is amazing. If you go to his website, patreon.com/Josh Bernstein, you're going to hear the straight up. And to be honest with you, you and I, we're kind of almost by default stand-up, sarcastic comedians, because it's like a news buffet. There's so much nuts on the Democratic side. These are transparently insane people. And I'd like you to just pick whatever you want. I mean, it's like a giant buffet. It's like there's so much out there. In 1 week or one weekend since we talked last, there's so much craziness out there. It's like if we were, let's say, a hog eating bad news and just kind of golfing it all down, there's so much to talk about. It's crazy, isn't it?
It is. It's absolutely incredible. I mean, I think, you know, first and foremost, the New Zealand shooting was up front and center in the news, you know, in the past week or so. My condolences go out to the people that lost their lives. It's pretty sick. The video, I have seen the entire 17-minute video. I actually have a copy of it.
Right.
You know, I have privilege and access to certain things, which is why I have a copy of it. But I will say it's not for the faint of heart. It's very disturbing. It's very similar to a Call of Duty video game in which you see a first-person shooter. He put a GoPro on his helmet, and basically you just see a gun. And the gun is what you see. You don't see him, and you just see him shooting and just blowing people away. It's really, really disturbing. And then what's even more disturbing, I don't know how graphic I want to get, but as people are wincing in pain on the ground, he's walking over them and finishing them off, shall we say. It was really, really disturbing.
I got a new term. Because he put this GoPro on his gun, I have a new term I call cyber insanity. This guy is like a video game character that came out in real life and is killing people. Now, I don't care what religion or skin color you are. This is freaking evil. And then the left are trying to blame Donald Trump, saying Donald Trump somehow indirectly is causing it. That's so sick.
Yeah.
I want to book. And then I hear the latest of the Democrats trying to apologize for not making a direct conflict of anti-Semitism. Now they're saying, if you criticize Omar and this other Tlaib one, you're actually disrespecting Muslims. I'm thinking, no, we're trying to stop anti-Semitism. Okay? Damn it. I mean, don't they understand anti-Semitism has caused the Jews to be down to, what, 30 million in total in the world because of persecution and death? Yeah, it's sick.
Less than that.
There's
about 18 million Jews left in the world.
Well,
I
think there's a lot of people of Jewish blood descent that are more than that. But the thing is that of overt Jews, and this, I mean, anti-Semitism is something that cannot be tolerated. And the fact that Democrats can't even come out and make a plain statement about it is sickening. Sickening.
Here's the thing. I'm okay. And this is going to sound very controversial. I'm okay with Omar and Tlaib being anti-Semitic and hating Jews, as long as it benefits Republicans and gets the Democrat Jews to switch and vote for Republicans. I want to see a massive Jewish exodus, whatever you want to call it.
I love that.
From the Democrat Party. I think that the Democrats are so anti-Israel, so anti-Jew at their core that for anyone who is Jewish to consider voting for a Democrat, you might as well just slit your own wrists, because it's about the same exact thing.
I want to extend that, though. It's not just anti-Jewish. People have to understand it's anti-Christian of any kind. Even Roman Catholic, any form of Christianity. It's not just hatred of Jews. Anti-Semitism is anti-Christian, period. It's it's anti-God. In other words, Democrats are godless, socialist, atheist, communist. They're communomaniacs, I call it. And people don't understand this. When you can abuse Christians and Jews, and if you look at the Middle East, the number of Jews and Christians killed in these wars since 9/11 is primarily Christians and Jews. They've died like crazy. But if we get rid of Abbas in Syria, the Jews who consider it the business table along with Christians would be massacred. People don't understand that, do they?
No, they don't. And I think more than anything else, you have to understand that Jews and Christians, they need to be allies. They, you know, when I hear, you know, people in my own family even, but just other Jews, these communist Jews that talk about how, you know, the Christians are against the Jews. I'm like, no, you're totally wrong. I mean, if the, you know, whatever hit the fan in this country, it wouldn't be the blacks and Hispanics and other minorities that would go and fight and take care of and stop the onslaught of killing, you know, Jewish people in this country. It would be the evangelical Christians. It would be the Christian right that would go, and which they do now for the most part, fight all of our wars. So I don't understand the disconnect. The only thing I can think of, and again, this is something that I've said many times, is that liberal Jews are liberals first and Jews second. In other words, they don't care enough about their heritage, their religion, their ideology, their philosophy, you know, who they are in the world, to really make much of a difference. They would rather be social justice warriors. You know, it's the inherent radicalism of the Jewish people that I detest. I find it, you know, just disgusting. And the thing is that many Jews don't even understand why they're so radical. And I think one of the things that you have to look at is you have to look at Tikkun Olam in the Torah, which says to heal the world. It's basically a call to action to be philanthropic and to be someone that goes around and helps the less fortunate. So you can also couple this with Jewish guilt. I've said this many times as well. One of the reasons why Jews vote liberal is because they feel guilty. That's right. They feel guilty about being the chosen people. And because of that internal guilt that they feel, they vote for folks that they want to help bring up to their level, maybe help them in society, maybe give them an upper hand because they're the chosen people. And what happens ultimately is that the people that they're trying to bring up to their level end up being the most anti-Semitic. So in essence, it becomes a suicide vote. And
yeah,
that's
an interesting psychology, isn't it? It's strange.
It's true. It truly is. You know, Jewish people may be smart. They're good at business. They're good at, you know, medicine. They're good at Hollywood and all that. But when it comes to common sense, Jews don't have a clue. And I'll be first to tell you as someone who's Jewish.
Now, what percentage are what we call biblical Jews like yourself? I would say it's a smaller percentage.
Well, certainly not enough. No, yeah. Certainly not it's enough. I would put the number at less than 15%.
Yeah, that's not good. And a lot of Jews are either atheist, agnostic, or plain, you know, globalists. They're involved with communism or atheists. Look at Bernie Sanders. You know, he looks at a problem that exists, and he actually has crazy ideas. And apparently, according to the things I saw in Drudge, he beats in the polls Trump in Wisconsin. People are losing their marbles. They don't understand socialism and communism are atheistic. And if you're a Jew, this should be anathema to you to realize that when you take God out of the equation, doesn't Israel realize when they become agnostic and didn't follow God, how God cast them out of their country and they destroyed them and crushed a lot of their people and they died in all their so-called revolutions against ancient Rome and modern times? I mean, look at what happened in the Holocaust. Don't they understand this?
Yeah.
Damn it.
You know what? You would hope that they do, but maybe they'll start to wake up now that they can clearly see the anti-Semitism that you know is defining the Democratic Party of the year 2019 and moving forward.
Well, I want to make it a dual thing. It's not just anti-Semitism; it's anti-Judeo-Christians. They're linked together.
Christian values, yeah. Exactly.
They don't. For example, that's why the Democrats are pushing, you know, infanticide. 93% of abortionists wouldn't even do third trimester, yet this woman Tran, this Chinese woman in Tran in Virginia, tried to pass a bill, and when she's answering questions, she has no problem telling, oh yeah, after the baby's born, we'll keep it comfortable, then we'll kill it. Damn it.
Do yeah, you know what's amazing about that is that here's a woman, I don't know where she came from, I'm assuming she was either born here or maybe China, but just to think that she would be dead if she was born in China, but yet she can come here and kill American babies or want to kill American babies.
That's why the crazy
just
Chinese...
Like the person that can, yeah, just like the lady that's now in charge of the Planned Parenthood. She's also an Oriental woman. I forget her name. I did a story on her, too. But here's another one that wants to use our laws and wants to use Planned Parenthood to murder American babies when if she was in China, she would have been murdered a long time ago. It's sick.
And by the way, there's one, I can't remember the state, but they're going to outlaw murdering babies that have Down syndrome in Norway, where there's not one Down syndrome baby born in 10 years because they didn't do a blood test. People need to understand that last week they came out in Drudge with a statement that 1.8 million, according to the intel committees that are working with China, our intel companies, tech companies, they have 1 million breed-ready females. I think they're going to require these women to have pregnancies. In fact, what I've heard as rumored, and this was with Mr. Chang, His name is Gordon Chang of the Coming Collapse of China.
Yes, I met him. Nice guy.
Yeah, the amazing, brilliant guy. I'm trying to get him on the show. What I understand, and I've got his books, is that 1.8 million breed ready, they're going to require, because they've got such a demographic disaster because of central control, they have 36.5 million at least excess males. But what I heard about in the rural areas, the total number is probably approaching 100 million. And they're screwed. I mean, their demographics, China is going to collapse because the population of workers is going to drop here in the next 5 to 10 years. And the number of seniors that are going to require support is insanity. And if they think they're going to maintain prescience and control the world markets, they're crazy. They're not. India is going to take over. India.
Yeah, India hasn't been, you know, killing every other child, or, you know, making it that you can't have more than one child for, what did they do it, since the 70s, I think they did it? I know that they stopped it, I think, in 2015, the one-child policy, but think of how many generations
But if you have a third child, you know what they do? They'll abort you right up to the moment of delivery, even if you bleed to death. I know, I got contacts and relatives in China. People say, they want to argue with me.
What's different than the Democrats' philosophy now?
Well, I had to argue 2 weeks ago with Harley Schlanger from LaRouche Foundation, because he was saying, well, that's not true. I said, you know what? I got relatives in China that are Chinese. Okay? Don't talk to me about what you think you know, and I got relatives there. I know what the hell's going on in China. I've been getting information about the Laodai prison camps going back 20, 25 years. Holy cripes. You would not believe they got 20,000 camps, and the first thing they do is they tissue type you when you come in. And if your tissue type comes up to somebody in Europe or America, let's say Atlanta at the Emory University, they shoot a bullet in the back of your head, pull out your organs in a van right beside an aircraft, and fly it off in a box to make sure it's nice, fresh kidneys or liver or whatever the hell it is. They're going to transplant to some sucker in Europe at big cost. The organ trade actually is bigger money than the drug trade worldwide. Did you know that? And China's a major player.
Major player.
They literally tissue type their citizens that go in there. And if you're caught with one sheet of the Bible or let's say the Jewish text, you're going to go to a Laodai prison camp. They're going to tissue type you, man, and you're going to have your organs whipped out if your tissue type comes up.
Well, look what they're doing right now to the Uyghurs. You know, they've got them interned over a million strong in these, you know, internment camps. Basically, this is how they're dealing with
they'll call it retraining camps.
Muslim problem.
Why do we have most favored nation status, and why are they in the WTO? Why do we trade with the freaking Chinese at all? Trump needs to be more Trumpian. I want him to seize all the bank accounts for the PLA, know where the coordinates are of the factory that's building the carfentanil that's coming in through Mexico, bomb the hell out of it. There's 35,000 Chinese special forces in Venezuela. What the hell? That's an act of war against America. We should declare a state of war or pre-war with China and say, get them the hell out of there now and stop interfering and start setting up military bases. I've argued with Harley Schlanger about the fact they have massive debt with many of these countries, and they take over their seaports and railways so the Chinese can extend their influence. It's dangerous. What China's doing is dangerous, and it's very, very deadly. Same with Russia. Russia, a fading empire, has all these advanced weapons, and they're staging them in places like Punta Huerta in Nicaragua and La Rochelle Island, and we have all of the information, including satellite photos, and here Putin, son of a bitch, is actually acting enraged that we would dare say that they violated the INF treaty. The bastard needs to go to prison, and all his bank accounts need to be seized. And Trump could do it with one phone call. He could close them down and shut down all these oligarchs. He needs to do it.
Well, one thing that I would say that Trump absolutely needs to do, and I actually put out a video and I said this, that with the Republicans now voting against him, allowing him to do the national emergency, what he ought to do is just build the wall and worry about the legal ramifications later. Right. In other words, build the wall, get it done, and if they want to try to impeach him on the fact that he tried to protect the country, you know what? Let's roll that dice. Let's go to the Supreme Court, and let's find out if that Supreme Court is going to rule against Congress and everything else, or you know, rule with Congress, I should say, and impeach him. Because here's the thing. If he doesn't build the wall, not only will he not be reelected, I don't think, but more than anything else, no president in the future of this country will ever build the wall. So if we know that, let's just take a gamble. Let's forget the law. Just break the law and do it and not worry about it until the
consequences. I don't think it's breaking the law. I think he has, he has the full...
He has the right. So let's go to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, exactly. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetaline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. These protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented formula for 5-methylfolate, herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinpocetine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com and take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress, keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium-magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroperoxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power-C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You know what? I'm gonna call Batty Beto. That's our next guy, Batty Beto. I look at this guy; he's like a standing air conditioner. He is so nuts, and this guy has got a malignant form of narcissistic self-worship. He's getting high and just having people looking at him while he's waving his hands, and he doesn't even have any solid views on anything. He just says, "You've got 12 years, and if we don't do all this stuff, we're all gonna die." I'm thinking, you're not a prophet, you're not an environmentalist, you're a knucklehead. This guy is malignantly stupid, thinks he's some kind of, like, you know, superhero. Where the hell is his damn cape? He's waving his hands like Trump says, like he's a nut. He is a nut. And a lot of these other Democrats are called demon rats. These are people that are clinically insane. They shouldn't have a public forum. I mean, I like a dialogue with somebody you can actually talk to. But these people think it's dogma, and you can't dialogue with somebody who's dogmatically figures they already know, and you're just an idiot if you don't agree with them. And Beto is one of the examples. Please continue. I mean, it makes me ill when I see happening, don't you?
Beto is not only a criminal, a two-time convicted criminal for trespassing, for larceny, and for DUIs, extreme DUIs, as a matter of fact, but his mother also escaped prison because of who her husband was, which I'll get into in a second. But right. She bankrupted a family business that was in business for 66 years. It was called Charlotte's Incorporated. It was a furniture store. She embezzled $250,000 for years, and she ended up getting a slap on the wrist and no jail time. Why? Because her late husband was a judge in El Paso. And right. He has his own issues and his own problems. He was close to the cartels, number one. And number two, there was a substance in his glove box, in a condom, back in the 1980s, and he was arrested in his car. And there was a trial, and believe it or not, the arresting officer admitted in court that he flushed the white powdery substance down the toilet before they could inspect what it was and have forensics look at it. So wow. Likely it was either cocaine or heroin. So he comes from some pretty bad stock. I would equate the Beto family almost like the Clinton family. They're very corrupt. And now we find out, which, by the way, Reuters, I think, was sitting on the story, but we find out now that he was part of a hacker group. Imagine that, a president that was a hacker. I mean, this guy is a scumbag of scumbags, and he needs to be nowhere near the throngs of power in this country.
What I find amazing is that how people are taken by him. It tells me that the average IQ, geopolitical and otherwise, of the population is really dropping. We're down to what I call gerbil level, suicidally stupid level intelligence. It's sickening, isn't it?
It is, especially the youth. I mean, they have no drive. They have no determination. I call them the microwave generation. Give it to me now. I don't want to wait for it or work for it. They're worried about how many likes they're going to get on Facebook. They give out all of their information voluntarily. You know, in the 20th century, tyranny was gotten at the barrel of a gun. In this century, it's voluntary. With all the social media and everything else, they have no drive, no determination. They don't want to work. They believe that they're entitled. They're just a bunch of narcissistic nitwits. And if that's going to be the future leadership of this country, boy, we are in trouble.
No, I'll tell you what I see coming. People may or may not want to hear this. We had a revolution. Now, you know the roots of the revolution that occurred in America years ago. It was because of contracts with Britain for the South, and it has nothing to do, by the way, with whether or not you're black or you had slaves. That was one that they thought up after the fact. Because remember that there were a lot of people in the North that had slaves, too. The whole issue was
not
over.
Not to mention black slave owners. Wait a minute. Not to mention one of the largest slave owners in the entire state of South Carolina was a black man. There were many black slave owners that owned blacks, but they whitewashed that from history.
But that wasn't the issue. The issue was contracts. Now, what I see happening is we're heading toward a much more nasty revolution. If the powers that be try to seize government, let's say after Trump in 2024, because I think Trump will get reelected, and what I'm worried about is who's coming after Trump. Because we don't have, like, two centrist parties like we did for many years. There's lots of authors that have authored over the years, but it happened to the Democrats over the last 15 to 20 years since Bill Clinton. The Democrats now are straight-up communists. Straight up totalitarian atheists. They're against Jews and Christians, anybody with any religious viewpoints at all that thinks God might be in an equation of any kind. And they want totalitarian control. They want to force vaccinate your kid. They want your kid to be able to choose their sex. They want to terminate you once you reach a certain age. They want to tell you you're going to get health care. But health care means you're going to get a generic drug, or if you're a certain age, you don't qualify for a procedure. And they kill you in the ICU because they can't afford to keep you alive. And people say, well, I want free national health care. Yeah, you want free national eugenics. You want free national abortion. You want to import people with no border so that you won't reproduce yourself. You're going to bring in foreigners and wonder why the country's turning Muslim. What the hell? You know, if we continue at the current rate, look at what's going on in Britain. Look what's
not
going
to
on
mention these animals, and that's what I'll call them, they want to lower the voting age down to 16. They want to have all illegal aliens vote in these elections. You know, all I can say is, and I'll go on record saying it, I want to make it harder for people to vote. That's right. I said it. I'm proud of saying it. And I have no problem with Right Wing Watch doing an article saying Josh Bernstein says he wants to make it harder for people to vote. Hang on. If illegal aliens are to be able to vote in this country, you're damn right I want to make it harder. If 16-year-old little nitwits that don't know their ass from a hole in the ground are going to be able to vote and cancel out my well-informed vote, you're damn right I want to make it harder for them to vote. I want to raise the voting age to 30. How's that? Maybe even 35. I want to eliminate early voting 100%.
I
want to get rid of it completely, other than maybe 3 days, for the military and for people that are, you know, not well and that are ill, and for the elderly over 65. They can have 3 days. Everybody else, there's no reason why you can't get out there and vote. And I don't want a voting day, because if you have a voting day, you're going to have everything, every single welfare slut and their babies out there, you know, giving all these different people in the streets more and more money to go out and vote. And they're going to just spend all day voting, and they won't work because they'll say, well, it's voting day. If it's not that important to you and you can't get there somehow in that day, then I don't want you to be voting anyway. How's that?
Exactly,
I'll go on record
if
saying
it's not that important,
I want less people voting in this country. Less, not more.
Right. What I see happening in California, they'll drop off the ballots to these illegals. Then they'll say, oh, I've just put your name there, and we'll collect and we'll fill the ballot in for you. That's what's going on in the illegal state of California. Millions of people are illegally voting here to have a driver's license. In the last 3 years, there's been more illegals receive driver's license than actual Californian citizens. It's disgusting. And they'll say, oh, you have the right to vote. No, you don't have the right to vote. And then we have these 16-year-olds. I actually saw a joke. It was actually posted up in Drudge of all these people that were 16 or just older than 16, how nuts it was. And they were dissing the idea of, do you know how bad we were, how stupid we were as kids, or still are, at 16? And you want us to vote? You've got to be kidding.
Exactly. And that's because their masters that are in their 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s, they want control. And how do they get control? Mind control over the youth, getting these little 16-year-old little brats that are still wet behind the ears to go out and vote. And they tell them, vote for this, vote for this candidate, vote for that candidate, go, you know, believe in this. I mean, remember we saw the brain-dead children going into Dianne Feinstein's office basically, being brainwashed, saying that, you know, the planet's going to end in 10 years and, you know, why won't you vote for this and this, all this. They're creating a new generation of radicals. And I'm telling you, it's going to get to the point where if they take over, and I'll go on record saying it, that we're not going to be a socialist country. We are not going to have a Green Deal. We are not going to have Medicare for all. There'll be a revolution like this country has never seen before. We want to beat them at the ballot box, and I'll go on record saying that. But I'll tell you right now, there ain't no way we're going to live under socialism in this country, and I'll be damned if I'm not the one behind the scenes starting the revolution.
Well, I lived in Nova Scotia, and I was trained there at Dalhousie University, which is a sister of Harvard. Then I trained at the University of British Columbia, the University of Minnesota, Georgia, etc., all kinds of medical schools down here. And I got to tell you, Canada is suffering more and more and more for malignant socialism. Both parents were terminated by the doctor and the hospital contacting my brother, who's not a doctor, to give lethal injections to my father, who had a heart attack, and my mother, who had a stroke. That's what you get. You get genocide. You have to understand, you have abortion on demand, and you even have, you're even doing in vitro fertilization of gay couples so they can have a kid, all paid for by the state. You don't have innovative care, no way. I got tons of telemedicine patients in Canada because they can't get it up there. All right? The fact is, it's a freaking mess, and it stifles new innovation and new care, like my innovative care for cancer using epigenetic frequency treatment or our nutraceuticals and so on. If I was in Canada, it would be a nightmare to practice up there. I can tell you right now, socialist countries like Britain wouldn't even let the helicopter take that baby away, even when the Pope gave him a citizenship and he could get treatment in Italy to give him half a chance to survive. So the parents had to watch while their kid died because the friggin' British had a battalion of troops around the hospital, so he couldn't even take his kid by helicopter on the roof to a hospital in Italy.
I want to make another point here, and Right Wing Watch, they're going to have a hard time picking out which statement that they want to do an article on this week. But I'll say this. You know, they have loved to paint me and you and people like me and you and others in the alternative media. They like to call us, you know, racists, or they call us alt-right. Well, I think that if you're going to call me an alt-right person, the whole reason that you're calling me that is because I just want to be left alone. I want to make a point here. I want to be left alone. And you know what? There's millions of Americans just like me that aren't involved in politics on a daily basis, that are maybe just raising their kids and their families. They want to be left alone. So if you want to be left alone and you don't want government involved in your decisions, you don't want government taking over your health care, you don't want illegal aliens being able to vote in your elections, you want to have a border wall so that you're protecting your family. Somehow that's radical? How is that radical? Wanting to protect my country, wanting to protect my society, wanting to protect my family. All of a sudden, I'm the radical for having what? Yeah. Normal type of ideas? Now, let me tell you one more thing. The way the Democrats are right now, we need to start labeling them as alt-left. You want to do labels? You want to go back and forth with labels, you scumbags? Let's start calling them what they are. Let's call them alt-left.
Well, you know what you're saying is we're anti-racist. We're against women being raped by illegals here or being killed by them. We're against the idea of no border at all. When Beto O'Rourke says down in Texas, because he was raised down there, I didn't know I was not a Mexican until when I was 6 or 7, and he doesn't want a wall at all. That means no country. What the hell? We're going to have a million here. And
we
the,
just
and the cost,
be
by the way,
alone.
I saw it on Fox today. The cost of the illegals just this year are going to cost $5 billion a year with just housing them, let alone all the other costs that are going on with letting the doors be wide open. And 87% plus of these in one country and 93% in the other are their idea of getting, you know, sanctions to stay here because they're escaping their country is denied because they check and there's no evidence. So the fact is, yes, we need to clean up the drug cartels in Central and South America and Mexico, but that's what Trump should do. He should send the troops to kill these buggers, to kill the drug cartels, but then clean out our intel agencies like SAD that are supporting them and the Sinaloa cartel, which Fast and Furious, by the way, under the Obama administration, gave guns to the cartels that were working with us. So we get our cut of the $2 trillion that's coming into the drug trade. That's what's going on. People don't know this. Our government's so damn corrupt, they're managing the criminals in Central and South America and overseas in the Golden Triangle moving in the heroin. I had one of my technicians working in Aurora, Colorado back in the 90s. He freaked out and wanted to call me to come into the office after hours, and I did. And he was just shaking. I said, "Why are you shaking?" And he said, "Because I just looked at a Hercules C-130 loaded to the gunnels with shrink wrap pallets of heroin coming from Afghanistan. Oh, my God, I said. You guess what happened 3 days later after you told me that? They killed him. They killed him. I'm sick and tired of it. Yeah. Obama.
Economic, whatever. Somebody just, I think, committed suicide or something, or they said that he did. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, right.
Anyone involved with the Clintons and the Obamas, you know. They don't commit suicide.
You know what we call it? I have a new term for it, which happened to Vince Foster. He did something that he couldn't do. Arkansas or Fostercide. What do you think of that?
Yeah, Arkansas-ed, exactly.
Yeah. The evil witch of the West, still not wearing orange. Hopefully Barr will actually start a commission to take her and put her in orange.
Cardivasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. Well, you and I are stand-up geopolitical comedians, aren't we? And there's so damn much material. We are literally like swimming, and it's like if you and I were running a sewage treatment company, we come up and we pump your septic tank, and the septic tank was full of crazy news from the Democrats. We'd have so much crap to deal with, we would have to bring back two trucks to get the stuff pumped out of their septic field. It's just exactly. So nuts. And I can't believe it from week to week when I see Hannity trying to struggle through it, or Laura Ingraham, and the worst, of course, is Tucker. And Tucker's crossing a lot of lines.
Let's talk about Fox and the fact that they just, you know, completely abandoned Judge Jeanine Pirro, who I had the pleasure of interviewing on my show at one point. This is a wonderful, amazing, smart, bright, articulate, passionate woman. And she didn't say anything, absolutely nothing bad. All she did is point out the fact that these women that are oppressed in other nations, they come here and they still continue to wear the international sign of women's oppression, which is the hijab. That's all she did. She mentioned the hijab. She didn't say anything nasty, anything mean about it. She's very thoughtful, very articulate, and she didn't do anything bad. And what, because the person at Fox News is a Muslim, they freaked out and they're trying to take her show away? I mean, could you imagine if they went through all of my videos on all the exposés that I did? And by the way, I've got another one coming out. I haven't dropped it yet because of the sensitivity of the New Zealand shooting, but I have one in which, believe it or not, a member is trying to run in California who's the grandson of the mastermind behind the Munich bombings in 1972, I think it was, or 73, for the Olympics, where they kidnapped the 11 Israeli athletes and murdered them. This kid's the grandson of that guy, and he's trying to run for Congress in 2020 in California. I have a full expose on this guy and how radical he is and how he wants to be Trump's biggest nightmare, and he said that publicly. And he's like a young guy. He's like suave and young and, you know, charismatic, and he doesn't look very threatening. This guy is absolutely dangerous. He would make Omar and Tlaib, you know, look like nuns, basically.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's amazing how radical this guy is in his ties.
Judge Carr, by the way, has got a big heart. I mean, the woman, for her,
she
for
does.
Them to say...
She does.
And even in Saudi Arabia, the women there are being jailed because they're fighting against the hijab and these things where women couldn't even drive a car. You go to jail or be caned in public if you actually try to drive a vehicle in Saudi Arabia, even if you're a doctor.
Right.
It's sickening, isn't it?
Right. It is sick. And, you know, it's amazing that these women... They're forced to wear these things, right? They're forced to, you know, have these horrible things done to them, like clitorectomies and breast ironing and all these other crazy ritualistic, you know, torture things that they do. Not to mention the fact that they have to cover from head to toe with only their eyes coming out. They can't leave the house without the permission of their men. Sometimes they get locked down in the ground and buried up to their neck and have rocks thrown at their faces until they're dead. They've got acid thrown in their faces, thrown off of buildings and everything else, and yet they come here where they can be free. They don't have to wear that stupid thing, And instead, what do? They continue to wear it. It's as if they're brainwashed to the point that they still have to wear it. And I say to any person that I meet, and I'll be honest, I've said this to many people. I say, look, I don't want to ask you an offensive question, but I want to ask you this question, and I want a solid answer. Now that you're here in America, you're in the land of freedom and opportunity. Why then do you wear the international sign of women's oppression that you're forced to wear in the country that you came from, where here you don't have to wear it? Why do you do it? And sometimes, I'll be honest, sometimes it throws people way off. They think I'm a racist or they think I'm mean, but I've had some very interesting conversations with some Muslim women that have explained that, you know, it's based off of their religion. And I say, okay, fine. That's fine. Even if it's based off of your religion, why can't you practice your religion without covering your head?
Well, Bill Warner will give you an answer to that.
Sense.
Yeah, politicalislam.com, politicalislam.com, Dr. Bill Warner would explain why.
Yeah, I know him.
And Bill, by the way, explains it really simply. He doesn't get into the religion. He just talks about the politics. Theodore Shabbat and his father, Walid, who have Shabbat,
yep.
Shoebit.com.
Yeah, I've
It's really straightforward. Really straightforward. Islam is not, N-O-T, 12-foot-high letters, not a religion. It's a mind-control
system.
It's
a political ideology.
Political ideology. It's the same as the enviromaniacs like AOC and Beto O'Rourke, and all of the candidates for the Democrats are all freaking nuts with the Green New Deal. They're all lying pieces of human scientific garbage, okay? And you can't dialogue with them. Like, I'm a scientist. I was a member, like Patrick Moore, of the Greenpeace 50 years ago. I was a charter founding member, okay? So when I hear these people that don't know a thing about science, they'll try to spout it off like they're some kind of a environmental prophet. Oh, my God, it's an OMG moment. I can't believe that these people think that they somehow are sent by God to save the planet from dumb humans like Dr. Deagle, who's an oceanographer before he went into medicine in 1973, and a charter member of Greenpeace with Patrick. And Patrick Moore has stated, if you got rid of fossil fuels, and there will not be a tree left on the earth, so cut it down to cook your food. Then the human race will start dying. Do they understand you have to have tractors to collect the crops to bring them to the cities?
Yeah. Here, I'm going to do some comedy right now, some stand-up comedy. Here's the thing. If they try to actually outlaw meat, just imagine for 1 second, and I don't want to stereotype, but for the joke, I kind of have to. But let's talk about the South, all right? I think people in the South are amazing people. They're patriots. They love this country. But let's face it, they probably eat a hell of a lot more meat, and they probably do a hell of a lot more hunting. Could you imagine if you told them that you can't hunt anymore, number one, and number two, if you catch something and you hunt something, that you can't eat that meat, or you can't go to your favorite restaurant and get a steak or a hamburger? Let me tell you something. There's going to be people that are going to get murdered for that. Now, I'm not wishing that, and I'm not saying that I hope it happens, but you take away the meat from certain people, and they go, are you kidding me? I can't have me a steak. I can't have me a burger. You're trying to take away my favorite thing? Uh-uh. That ain't going to fly. So I'm telling you, if these politicians do that, and they try to pass something like that, someone's going to get injured or murdered.
Well, I'll tell you what
I'm
going to make a prediction. If let's say AOC or some nutball like Beto took control of the government after 2024, you'll have a bloody revolution where we will march in every capital, seize these buggers, put them into prison, put them through a trial, and many of them are not going to get life in prison. They're going to be executed. Okay? You need to understand, we will revolt, just like the British in Parliament revolted against the king, and eventually the parliamentarians took over the power from the king and queen. The same thing's going to happen here. These totalitarians are going to be imprisoned at the very least, and many of them, if they're pushing violence to protect themselves, they're going to die. It's not going to be a very pleasant thing. It'll be a bloody civil war is what will happen.
The bottom line is, we just want to be left alone. Leave us
alone.
They
don't want to leave you alone.
It's not a radical idea to want to be left alone from your government and be told what to do. And these people just won't understand that message. And if they keep pushing, I agree with you. If they keep pushing, if they try to take our guns, if they try to take our meat, if they try to, you know, force illegals to steal our election, we're going to revolt. You're right. And it's not going to be pretty.
Let's put it this way.
Alone and everybody can live in harmony. My God, how is that a radical notion?
Well, they passed a federal law over smart meters, and the federal law basically said if you want one, They have to give you the permission to actually put it on your home. But the power corporations divert it the opposite way. Oh, you have to opt out. No, you don't. In fact, I had the company try to tell me that, oh, Dr. Deagle, you have to put the smart meter you're just delaying. I said, if you come up and put it, and I took off the smart meter, put on with an electrician my own meter, you're going to come up and read it. If you try to put a smart meter, I'm coming up armed and dangerous. Are you threatening us? I said, I'm guaranteeing it. You try to put a smart meter on a home, I'm coming out armed and dangerous. And the lawyer called me up. I said, you know, I'm going to sue you if you try to do anything legally. I'm like half a lawyer. I will file in the International Court of Justice, Supreme Court, or whatever. But if you actually physically come and try to do something harmful to me, I'm coming out violent. And I'll tell you, I'll release technology, which I have very creative abilities, that's a lot more dangerous than guns. A lot more dangerous, both the lethal and non-lethal technologies. You can't imagine what I'll release on you. I don't care if you're Delta Force with level 3 body armor and these special tanks or Bradleys or whatever. You will be amazed at what I'll release on you. If you think you're going to get away with suppressing the population, you idiots out there think you're going to control us, you're going to die doing it. You're not going to have a bad day. You're going to die. Okay? Because you think you're going to take away our guns, force vaccinate us, change the sex of our kids, and then kill us when we reach a certain age, you're delusional. Ain't going to happen.
We want to beat them at the ballot box, and I don't believe in killing and violence and all that.
No, I don't want to see that, but it will get to that. It got to that in countries that have revolutions, though.
If you try to remove our ability to defend ourselves, then all bets are off. That's what I would say.
Well, that's everybody in the Democratic Party, that's their plan. Now, look at the situation in New Zealand. This nutball that killed all these poor people, I don't care what sex or age or religion they were, this nutball says his closest party was Communist China. He's an enviromaniac and wanted to kill people because he thinks there's too many people in the world. I'm thinking they're coming to populate New Zealand. Maybe they need to change their immigration policies so they don't try to mix populations that aren't going to mix. Islam and America and New Zealand doesn't mix. And then you take a population that's very, very insular, like New Zealand and Australia. You know, it's only about 15, 20 years ago, Australians let anybody move to Australia, even if you're from Canada or elsewhere. And now, all of a sudden, they get a massive migration of people who are a completely different culture that never mixes. Islam does not mix with a Western culture, this Judeo-Christian.
Right. And here's the sad part is that because of this one crazy maniac wacko,
right,
they're now going to take guns away from law-abiding citizens. They're now going to make it so that you can't carry. They're going to make it impossible to buy weapons. And I think that that is not the right answer to this. You know, the answer is to be having more guns in society, not less guns.
Do you think they're going to do that? Like, listen, do you know that of the most lethal snakes in the world, and alligators and so on, there's more lethal animals in Australia than there is anywhere else on the planet by a large margin. So you're going to just say, they've already done this in Australia years ago. I saw the pictures with the guns all piled up. And if you're out in the outback or some area where there's lots of snakes and everything, there's more lethal snakes and alligators and things that will bite and kill you over in Australia than anywhere else on the planet. And you want to disarm them so they have to, and then they have to move to big cities where, don't worry, you don't have any guns. But if you have violence by somebody like this nutball, you can't protect yourself. I guarantee you, if someone in that Muslim mosque had someone there with guns, that guy would have got off one or two shots and he'd be dead. He wouldn't have got 50 people. The number went up from 49 to 50 because a 50th person died.
Boy.
And now the Jewish mosques and the Jewish synagogues in America are smart. They're starting to arm and have an armed person in the synagogue. So if some nutball decides to start doing killing, he's going to die real fast, face first. And, you know, if this gets worse and we have more nutballs, and by the way, it doesn't matter what religion you are. Doesn't matter if it's Islam or Christianity, whatever. That there's nutballs that want to basically kill people because there's too many damn people around. And it's the same as all these demon rats. Right. I can't believe, though, the Republicans that march lockstep both in the House and Senate with these Democrats. These friggin' Republican senators need to be delicensed and removed from office. And that includes Rand Paul. They might think they're justified because there's a constitutional thing. No. Since the 1970s, because the Congress has not done their job, and the Senate, powers were passed to the President to deal with emergencies. Period. They don't want to do their job. They're going to lose their... They lost their power already. It's been going on for 50 years.
The President needs to ignore the law. He needs to ignore Congress. He needs to build the wall and deal with the ramifications of those decisions later.
Exactly. Right on. Stand-up comedians, the two of us... We should get a spot in LA.